Penguin Random House Audio presents The Oracle by Clive Cussler and Robin Bursell. Read for you by Scott Brick. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Prologue, Part 1. Ashes fly back into the face of him who throws them. African Proverb. December 12, 533 AD. Bulla Regia, Kingdom of the Vandals, North Africa. The winter moon lit the paving stones as Gelimer, King of the Vandals, and his brother Sazan galloped their horses through the old triumphal arch, past the theater, past the forum, past the still elegant sleeping townhouses. When they reached the center of the city, they veered left toward the old pagan tomb-lined highway leading out of Bulla Regia toward the hills. Once beyond the silent houses of the dead, they turned onto a long avenue filled with twisted shadows from the ancient olive trees. Their horses grew skittish as the silhouetted outlines of the neglected Temple of Saturn, the great god of the harvest, loomed up before them. A tangle of vines seemed to hold its crumbling, silver-tinged walls together, the entrance to the Oracle's temple hidden in the hill behind the ruins. The two men reined to a stop, tying their horses to one of the trees. "This way," Gelimer said, leading Sazan toward the temple, then up the stairs to the portico. They were met by a Moorish child, who seemed to appear out of nowhere. She guided them over the porch of the temple, then beyond the ruins, deep into a cave in the hillside. Oil lamps hung from the ceiling.